divisive political season. Many people are happy about the outcome and feel that their positions have been vindicated. Many others are sad and fearful about the outcome of the election, and both positions seem to be bringing out the worst in people. There's a deep divide and a sense of righteousness that is felt on both sides. But shouldn't we, as a people that have been pardoned from our sin, as the most grateful people on the earth, be the first to have a humble and grace-filled response to those around us? Shouldn't we be the first to forgive? Shouldn't our greatest desire be to share this message of reconciliation? We have a really great opportunity right now. It's before us almost every day. Back to our verse. And to him he said, "Behold, I have taken your iniquity away from you, and I will clothe you with pure vestments." So the second part of this verse starts with a declaration. Behold. Listen. Pay attention. "I have taken your iniquity away from you, and I will clothe you with pure vestments." The Lord acts to cleanse Joshua from his iniquity. He removes the filthy garments. And he's bestowed on him the new righteousness, the very righteousness of Christ. He is clothed in pure vestments. These new garments that Joshua is now clothed in are ones that are suitable for someone who is standing in front of the King of Kings. They represent mercy and grace and salvation. Joshua no longer stands in this courtroom as one accused, but as one who has now been granted a pardon. And Christ did the same thing for us. He washes us clean from our sin by his own blood. He takes our iniquity upon himself and gives us a full and free pardon. Our sin is exchanged for Christ's righteousness. And what a happy exchange. Our filthy garments are removed, and we are clothed with the spotless robe of his righteousness, clean and white. We have been pardoned from our death sentence and restored to a relationship with him. Well, back to Romans 23, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's a gift. It's a gift. And we receive it from him. And we see it again in Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. And if we wear Christ's righteousness, we've been made new." 2 Corinthians 5, verses 17 through 19 tell us, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation." That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting us entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Let us not forget that we have been saved. What was your life like before salvation? What sin have you been saved from? What has God removed from you, and what's he replaced it with? Did you used to be an angry person, and now your first instinct is not anger, but peace? Did you used to be a liar and a deceiver, but now you can only speak truth? Maybe you used to fill your eyes and ears with things that you shouldn't, and now those things have no place in your life. There's no desire for them. Or was your desire to store up for yourselves treasures on earth, and now you see everything you have as His and to be used for His glory? Now for those of us who are His, we see that our filthy garments are removed from us and they are replaced with garments that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb and are pure white. What garment did you used to wear that was soiled and stained but has now been made clean? What a display of His mercy and grace. When He looks at us, He no longer sees our sin. He sees the righteousness of His Son, Jesus Christ. So, we put off the old self, which belongs to the former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Ephesians 4, 22 through 24. The name Joshua in Hebrew means Jehovah saves, just as the name of Jesus in the New Testament means Savior. We know this. God is going to restore man. He is going to redeem a people for Himself. Joshua will lead the people of Israel to restoration, and Christ, by His death and resurrection, will lead us to salvation. Let's close tonight remembering what Trey preached on this morning from Jude, verses 20 through 25. But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And have mercy on those who doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. To others show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of His glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we know that there is one who stands before you accusing us day and night. And we give you thanks and praise that you provided us with an advocate, your Son, Jesus Christ, who rebukes his claims. And more than just rebuking Satan, who took our sin upon himself and exchanged it for his righteousness, exchanging our filthy garments for garments that have been washed in his blood. Thank you for loving us in a way, God, that we do not deserve. Father, let us not forget that love for us. Let us not forget your mercy and grace. So we will put off the old self, our former life that was full of corrupt and deceitful desires, and put on the new self created in your likeness. We pray that our thoughts and our words and our actions would be those of redeemed people, that we would be grateful and humble, filled with grace. And I pray that we would share with those around us your message of reconciliation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.